This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 82. Thank you for joining me this week. Lots of interesting music from a lot of different countries. Let's see, US, the UK, Ireland, Poland, Jamaica, Israel, and Mexico this week. This groove right here is a track by Sandy Nelson. It's called Sidewinder. Thought I would start the show with this one. Again for joining me this week, and I hope you enjoy the show. Third, rest in peace. Here are the Silver Apples.
Electronic evocations of sounds, reality.
Portable record player, and I listened to it, and I'm glad I did. That was the Dublin Corporation, originally from Ireland, with their cover of the Box Tops, The Letter. This was recorded in 1972, and yeah, it's all covers here, recorded, quote-unquote, live in the studio, I guess. And judging by the cover, it looks like it might just be some easy listening vocal stuff. But there's some grooves on this one, including that one there. Hope you enjoyed it. Oh, and by the way, they used to be called the Pacific Show Band when they were based in Ireland. But they toured a bunch in Canada and enjoyed it so much that they moved here. How about that? Before that was a great track by The Small Faces. The title track from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake came out in the 60s, and this was the 1972 Canadian reissue that I got with a silver-colored sleeve. And speaking of silver, some sad news this week. I played the Silver Apples, a song called Oscillations, the opening track from their debut LP that came out in 1968. And last week, on September 8th, Simeon Cox III, the vocalist and electronic side of the Silver Apples, passed away at his home in Alabama. Pretty unfortunate news. The first couple of records that they made are pretty stunning, especially considering when they were made and also how they were made. Simeon's namesake synthesizer, called the Simeon, used a lot of audio generators that some of you might have at home, like the Lafayette audio generator. He used 12 of them by my count and a few other effects in this amazing home-built synthesizer. Pretty crazy electronic grooves from 1968. Rest in peace, Simeon. Thank you for all you left us with. All right, let's get into the Polish side of stuff. I still have Polish music for you. Here's a group called SBB. We'll be right back.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here.
From Tyrone Evans. That was the dub version of Love Vibrations. That was a single I found a couple months back, still going through all those reggae records I found. Pretty happy to be sharing these. Before that, some country from The Ramblers 3. That was their cover of Buck Owens' Love's Going to Live Here Again. I played another cover of that song before last year sometime. Yeah, so I thought I would share that one. I guess it's more of a traditional country version compared to the one I played last year. I forget who it was by. And I started off the set there with some Polish prog from SBB. That song was called Deszcz Kroplisty, Deszcz Ulweni. Raindrops and hard rain, I guess is what it translates to. I should have mentioned this, and I always forget to mention this. This show is put together from records that I find at thrift stores and flea markets, and that's why it's all crazy and hopefully interesting. I hope you like it. So here's a record I found a couple of weeks ago. I've been waiting to play this one. It's by Toby David. It's called Israeli Disco. inspired Indian music boom from the 60s. That was the 101 Strings song from the Sounds of Today LP. That was an original song called Karma Sitar by M. Kelly. There's a few originals by M. Kelly, Monty Kelly on this LP, and a few covers as well. California Dreamin', San Francisco, Whiter Shade of Pale. But the originals seem to stand out to me a bit more, so I played that one. And before that, composed by Toby David, that song was called Israeli Disco. I found a few records from Israel recently, and Toby David features on a few of them, and yeah, that one stuck out to me, so I thought I would share it. I'll play some more from him in the future, I think. All right, here's some more dub reggae. This is by Ranking Joe. Thank you. was a 45 I found recently, and it's a song I didn't know. That was a hit for the Commodores, a song called Flying High. I think I could hear Lionel Richie's voice there on the chorus. And before that, some dub reggae from Ranking Joe. Stop You Coming, the version, the dub version of that song there from a 45. All right, I'll have some data for you soon, but before data, I'll do some shout outs and then play another song. I'll start with email this week. I got some nice decodes from Fred in Virginia and also Steve in Peachtree City, Georgia. Both tuned into the 5850 broadcast, I think. And I also heard from Tim, W09U, sending along a decode. And Tim stumbled across the show by accident. There was nothing happening on the ham bands, and he caught the show on 9395, which is cool. And he managed to get set up to decode the image. So hopefully you'll be able to catch the text this week as well, Tim. Heading over to Twitter, got lots of people posting decodes there. Hangar 77 in southern Mississippi. A few people mentioned this. There was a strong signal on 5850 for the first half of the show, and then it faded in the second half to pretty rough conditions, and a few people reported that. It's too bad. I also got some more decodes from Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana. Very nice decode from him. Also Zach in Alabama. And Jolly Roger Mania in Germany sending along some nice decodes. And he was also able to decode last week's bonus mode. I had a bit of extra time, so I put in an extra mode. And for those playing along at home, that was QAM16. It's a digital file transfer mode, and that was done using the EasyPal software. I don't often break that one out, so I don't know if I'll do it again. It's a pretty tough decode, I think, considering it's digital. It's kind of an all or nothing type thing. But anyways, I hope some of you got it, a few of you did. I also got some nice decodes from drmna.info out in Salem, Oregon, and hopefully things are still safe out your way. And also Mitch, KJ7CAT in Buckeye, Arizona. And both of those gentlemen also broke out their old-fashioned portables, Sony 7600 series to be exact. So yeah, Mitch and DRMNA both had theirs out, along with Patrick, WD9EWK, also N8URE, putting out all their different versions of the Sony 7600 radio. I have a 7600GR somewhere. It's a pretty nice radio. I'm happy with it. A few more shout-outs. Marcus in Irvine, California, listening to the show on his Texan PL880 while at the kids' soccer practice. That's good thinking. I also heard from Matt, WOMDK. Also, Tim Gaynor, who runs Unique Radio out in Australia. He usually rebroadcasts the show on Friday nights, but as far as I know, that station is offline for the time being while Tim hunts for a new site. Good luck with that, Tim. Hello to Kim Andrew Elliott of the Shortwave Radiogram. Also, shout-outs to Dana, K6JQ, Strange Beacons. Thank you for putting the word out. Also, Kawasaki AA Hachiyon-Ni in Japan. And in France, Fred, F4ECA. And hello to Patrick, W1PAC. And also in the UK, Weeds Up to Me Knees. Thanks to everyone for getting in touch. I really appreciate hearing from everyone. And finally, on the hfzone.org website, and also link to a Discord chat group. Hello to some people there in the chat group. Frigid, Alex Rules 11, Zoe, MP30, Master Player 30. And Dazman, and everyone else who hangs out in the Discord chat group from hfzone.org. So if you're interested in shortwave radio and you want to chat to others who are interested in talking about what they hear on shortwave, head over to hfzone.org and look for a link to a Discord chat group. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would very much love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, I'm also on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. So yeah, let me know where you're listening from, if you had any favorite songs. And of course, I'd love to see your decodes and see how they turned out wherever you might be. All right, so let me play you another song before we do the MFSK data. Here's a song from Germany. It's a cover of the Hippie Hippie Shake.
Oh, for good night.
Version of the Hippie Hippie Shake, and that was the Four Randers from Germany doing a cover of that song. And this is from a great LP I picked up recently called Twist Time in Star Club Hamburg, Volume 3, Rock and Beat Bands Competition. So yeah, lots of great recordings on here from the Bats, the German Bonds, the Broomtown Band, Big Golf and the Tigers and the Phantom Brothers. So I'll probably play some of these other guys in the future, but I thought I would start with that one from the Four Rounders. And this was a life recording, not a live recording. All right, here is some data for you. MFSK 64 text and image. And it's backed by Bert Kampfert. And the song is called Plaisir d'Amour. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. MFSK64 text and image for this week. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter if you are on Twitter. My handle there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And if you don't do any of that digital stuff, or if you'd like to learn more, you can email me anyways. I would love to know where you're listening from, what kind of radio you've got, which broadcast you caught, and how it sounded. And if you had any favorite songs, yeah, it's always great to hear from new listeners. So please do get in touch. A couple more things before I send out the last song. Good luck and thoughts and prayers to everyone out on the Gulf Coast dealing with the hurricane, and also on the West Coast dealing with the wildfires. I know I have a lot of listeners in both of those places, and I hope that you're all staying safe and dry, and your homes are okay, and your family and loved ones are okay. It's a pretty awful time, to be honest, and it kind of sucks, but don't worry, climate change isn't real. All right, and the other thing I wanted to mention, I mentioned this last week, but Radio Northern Europe International, which you can usually hear on channel 292 out of Germany on 6070 kilohertz, is now being broadcast on WRMI, and it's the show before This Is a Music Show on 5850 kilohertz on Thursdays/Wednesday evenings in North America. So if you tune into 5850 kilohertz at 0100 UTC on Thursdays, that's Wednesday evening in North America, you'll catch Radio Northern Europe International, which is hosted by Rosanna. She usually does a 30-minute version once a month on channel 292, but now it looks like there's a weekly version going out on WRMI, which is awesome. And Rosanna also sends out a bit of digital modes near the end of her program, usually in MFSK 32, but I think last week she also did a QAM digital file transfer as well. So that's super cool. It's great to have another music program on shortwave, and especially some interesting music, a lot from Scandinavia. So yeah, it's great to have you over here, Rosanna. All right, I have one last song for you, and it is from Mexico. Yeah, this is a 7-inch I picked up this week, and it's by a group called Hermanos Zavala, and the song is called Maeva Las Haras. Here's my terrible Spanish. And this song is from 1980, some nice laid-back, easy-listening disco grooves. All right, this was a music show, episode number 82. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week. Everyone stay safe. Hope everyone's doing okay and is healthy and safe. Take care of each other. See you next week. Bye.